USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's central bank isn't done raising interest rates. Speaking over the weekend in Washington, D.C., President of the St. Louis Fed Reserve, James Bullard, notes rates could be raised by 0.75 percentage point in November and December. The Fed has been steadily hiking rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation. Police in California may have captured a serial killer.
The Stockton serial killer may have been captured. Police in Stockton, California are reporting that a suspect has been arrested in relation to 6 murders and 1 shooting since April of 2021. Police Chief Stanley McFadden announced that 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee was arrested while he was armed and on a mission to kill another victim. McFadden said that police followed Brownlee while he was driving early Saturday morning and determined he was out hunting when he was arrested. A gun has been taken from the suspect. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consumer spending is still going strong despite high inflation and recession fears. Bank of America's CEO Brian Moynihan saying he sees no slowdown in credit card use and other payment methods as consumers continue to spend freely. He cited a 10% increase in transaction volume during a conference call to discuss the bank's stronger than expected third quarter results. Republican members of a congressional oversight committee are asking the Department of Justice to investigate how a man known as Fat Leonard was able to escape from his San Diego home despite being monitored by the federal government. The man led authorities on an international manhunt before he was captured and at the moment is still being held in Venezuela. Wall Street giving a thumbs up to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 550 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A 15-year-old suspect accused of carrying out a mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina last week is still in grave condition. ABC News spoke to law enforcement Sunday, who said the teenager is continuing to get treatment in the hospital for life-threatening injuries. He was taken into custody following a series of shootings that killed 5 people and injured 2 others. Recent polls show the margins narrowing between many midterm election candidates, with the new New York Times Siena College poll published Monday suggesting Republicans have a 4% edge on a generic congressional ballot. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is not a fan of polls and believes they're not accurate.
They don't want to talk about exactly how they're going to vote because maybe they're a member of a union. Maybe they're afraid that they're being polled by people that they work for.
After regulatory changes by the Biden administration, hearing aids are being sold over the counter in certain stores beginning Monday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this will save many Americans thousands of dollars.
That's thousands of dollars going back into the pockets and providing a little more breathing room in their family budgets as well.
Adults with mild to moderate hearing loss are eligible and can purchase the hearing aids without a prescription, exam, or a fitting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.